Yeah, sure thing.
Hey, you sold that car yet?
Yeah, sold it to Carvana.
Oh, I thought you were selling to that guy.
The guy who wanted to pay me in foreign currency, no interest over 36 months? Yeah, no. Carvana gave me an offer in minutes, picked it up, and paid me on the spot. It was so convenient.
Just like that?
Yeah.
No hassle?
None.
That is super convenient.
Sell your car to Carvana and swap hassle for convenience. Pickup fees may apply.
Hey, football fans, for those of you who can't get enough Baldy's breakdowns, be sure to subscribe to Brian Baldinger's The Best Football Show. New episodes drop Monday through Friday, where Baldy breaks down the best games of the week. Be sure to subscribe to The Best Football Show on the Odyssey app or wherever you find your podcasts.
Welcome back. Midday Show. Hugh Douglas, Joe Gilly, you guys with us. 215-592-9494. Get you aboard. Coming up at 12 o'clock, what Jason Kelce said about this game against the Rams and the Eagles' passing attack. We'll get to the weather on Sunday. We could be having a snow game here in Philadelphia. And are we saved or screwed by this referee assignment? We'll get to all that over the course of the show. You're going to hear in this segment from James Jones, former NFL wide receiver, what he said after watching the Eagles and how they played against the Packers. Your phone calls here. Is this Eagles passing game a big deal, or is this much ado about nothing? Big V is in Mount Laurel. What's up, Big V?
Joe Gilio Hugh.
What's going on, man?
Big V, what's up?
Hey, Wiley Kyle got on me, but so I'm going to be a little more nicer. But
you know what? Shut up. Well, no, bring it. What do you got for us, Big V? Come on, let's hear it.
It's much to do about nothing.
Of course it is, yeah.
Nothing. Absolutely nothing. You look at Jalen, and he's doing the main thing that they asked him to do. Keeping the main thing the main thing.
Do you think they asked him not to complete a pass for two quarters on Sunday? Was that part of the plan?
No, they asked him, do not put the ball in harm's way. Mm-hmm. Do not throw an interception. And he's done that. And we're winning.
But
two of the main things that would cause us to lose. So why don't people just admit that, you know, they don't like Jalen? You know, rather than going through all this bull crap. Oh, the passing game.
But hold on. Big V, stop. Let's not pretend this is a top 10 passing game and people are still complaining about it. The complaints are warranted in that they don't throw the ball particularly well. And there's a concern that it could bite them at some point. I don't think that's about Jalen. It's about the reality of, I mean, they just had a win where they barely cracked 100 yards passing. I mean, that's odd. That doesn't happen very often in the NFL postseason.
Listen. Joe, there are a lot of quarterbacks in the NFL would like to throw under 100 yards and still win. It's much to do about nothing.
So far. Big V, hold on. In the Philly season, their offense went up and down. They went cold. They chased pitches. And I kept hearing this wasn't a big deal because they have the best pitching staff in baseball, and they're going to shut everyone down. And they got to the playoffs, and what happened? They got hit, and their bats couldn't respond. Like, we need to be able to have a well-rounded attack to win the whole thing.
Well, see, here's the best thing about the Eagles. They are the most balanced offensive team in the NFL.
No, they're not. The Lions are. I mean, you're making things up here. The Lions. Wait a second. Lions throw for more yards and run for nearly as many. They're more well-rounded on offense. Now, we have a better defense, and Hugh's pointed this out, and obviously that's going to be potentially next week. We're a more well-rounded team, not a more well-rounded offense than them. That's just not true, Big V.
I think that our balance is complementary. We've got a passing game. Jalen has enough weapons to throw to, okay? The whole issue is that Jalen is being extremely cautious. But it still wins. Let's keep it the main thing. We're still winning. Mm. And Jalen consistently progresses in terms of what he does. Now, everybody saw that exciting game where Jalen's hot. He's throwing in Pittsburgh. Everybody wants that. I can understand that. You want the show. You want the flash. You want the glory. You want him to look spectacular. But here's the thing. If I got my choice between winning and looking bad, or not quite impressive, or looking spectacular and losing, I'm going to take the win.
Well, of course, everyone would, Big V. You're not breaking any news with that one. I mean, that's of course we're going to choose the win. We're going to want to win. The point is, can they win like this in the biggest games?
Joe, read the room. Hugh's laughing because it's called checkmate.
No, it's not.
Is that why I'm laughing?
It's called you being silly, and I'm just having fun with you. Like, of course. You see, you're saying something like, would you rather go outside and it's beautiful weather, or it's extreme hot, extreme cold? Like, you'd rather nice weather. Like, that of course.
And that analogy didn't help you. You want to try something else?
Well, no, yours didn't make any sense, Big V. Well, no, that's all right. We're done with Big V here. All right, can we go to Ken and Cinnamon Sin? What's up, Ken?
Good morning, friends. How are you today?
Hey, Ken. What's up?
So am I the only one who's finding the irony in Hugh Douglas saying, don't worry, because defense is going to carry the day?
The irony's thick.
Ken, it's no irony. I never said that. Like, see, this is, I think, where a lot of people got misunderstood or misconstrued was, I said defense is a luxury, not a necessity. And I still believe that. But we got a good defense. I never said we didn't. But see, somehow this has morphed into, I hate the defense. I've never said that. I just said you don't need a defense to win a Super Bowl. And I still believe that.
But this team does. Right?
I'm not attacking you, Hugh.
I'm not. I don't feel attacked. I'm trying to explain it because a lot of times, I mean, especially this week with the beard and everything, people felt like I was anti-defense. And that wasn't the case. I still feel the way that I feel. I honored the bet, but I still feel the way that I feel. It's not a necessity.
Hey, man, you believe it? You believe it. You're a good man. Stick to what you believe. I am going to attack Joe, though, and Kyle, who, you know, I think I'm going to have a whole case of Depends or Huggies sent down there for you guys so that, you know, while you're wetting your pants for the rest of the week, you'll be protected. The whole thing that we're missing here is that this is an offense that is not dependent on Jalen Hurts throwing for 300 yards, throwing for, you know, 5 touchdowns. Joe, I've been telling you since before the Baltimore game that when you were out there and you've consistently been saying basically the same thing, which is eventually Jalen Hurts is going to have to throw them back into a game because they're going to be behind by 3 touchdowns.
Well, I never said 3 touchdowns. I said 10 points. But yet, well, so far it hasn't happened.
Well, and I told you before the Baltimore game, they would not trail by more than 10 points the rest of the season, and they haven't. They don't give up points. So the thing about this is the game that Jalen played against the Rams the last time they played the Rams was one of the best games he played all year.
I agree with you on that. I like the way he played that. Yep.
And he had 180 yards passing, I think. So this notion that eventually Jalen Hurts is going to have to light up the skies for this team to win is wrong. We're just not accustomed to seeing this kind of football in 2025. I am not saying that Jalen Hurts played a great game last Sunday. I'm not saying that. I'm not even coming close to suggesting that. But even in the worst games he's played this year, go back to the Carolina game, because that was the game that started all the controversy with AJ and, you know, we need a better passing game and all that stuff. Even in that game, Jalen Hurts made 4 or 5 plays that are difference-making plays to win the game. All you need out of your quarterback in this offense is for him to not turn the football over, which he has turned the football over in one game since the bye. That's it. Don't turn the football over and make 4 or 5 plays when you need them. And Jalen Hurts is the kind of guy who can make those plays. He's not Sam Darnold. So this notion that, you know, if they go to Detroit, all of a sudden now they're going to be this aerial shootout and it's going to be, you know, back and forth up and down the field. If it's back and forth up and down the field, they're going to lose because this team is not built to win that way. So this you just have to – if the guy plays within the framework of the offense, if he's in complete command of the offense, if I see Jalen Hurts go out and look exactly like he looked the last time they played the Rams, where he's in complete command of the offense, every decision he makes is right. He's doing the right things with the football. He's not turning it over. Who cares if he has 180 yards passing? He needs to be in command of the offense. Every good quarterback is a game manager. It is not an insult to call a guy.
I agree with that. But the point you made about next week in Detroit, if it's up and down the field, it's over. Like, I'm just supposed to shrug my shoulders and say they can't score enough to win, that we're done? Like, that doesn't feel right.
It's not the way this team is built. And oh, by the way, this, you know, First of all, let's get the snowball.
But I disagree with that. It's what we have accepted. They are built that way. They spent $250 million.
They are.
They spent two. It's like Ken. This is like telling me last year's Phillies aren't built to come back if their pitching fails. Last year's Phillies spent $1 billion on their offense and became a pitching team. That's the reality. They spent $330 million on the outfielder, or became a first baseman. They spent $300 on a shortstop. They spent $100 on a right fielder, $100 on a left fielder, became a DH. They spent close to $1 billion on their offense to become a pitching team, and then their offense failed, and we were supposed to shrug our shoulders and say, "Well, the pitching failed." The Eagles spent $250 million on a quarterback, $100 million on two receivers, and they have all these great offensive linemen. And I'm supposed to just say if the Detroit scores 30 next weekend, oh well, we tried. The offense needs to keep up.
Can I respond to that?
Yes.
Is there a quarterback in the NFL that you can think of that would have had the opportunity to make the play that Jalen Hurts made to Jahan Dotson in the back of the end zone?
No,
there's not, because there's only one quarterback in the NFL that gets to play football behind that offensive line. This team is built to win at the line of scrimmage. It's why they're good every year. It's why they're hardly ever, you know, irrelevant.
Mm-hmm.
They had the one bad year. This team is built on the line of scrimmage, to win on the line of scrimmage. Yeah, they pay wide receivers. Yeah, they paid the quarterback. Everybody has to pay the quarterback. Everybody has to pay wide receivers if you're going to have wide receivers. But if you look at the way this team is built, if you look at the way this team prioritizes in the draft, they prioritize the line of scrimmage for the most part. This team is built to win along the line of scrimmage. That's what wins them football games.
I agree with that.
What that allows you to do is win football games in a number of different ways. You can win football games running it. You can win football games throwing it. I have no doubt that if the Eagles need to throw the ball 30 times to beat somebody, that they're going to be in a better position to do that than any other team in the league, because they can do that with the best offensive line in the NFL protecting their quarterback and affording him the time to make the throw.
They have that. But I wouldn't agree they're better than anybody else. I mean, if you're telling me it's a shootout and it's a throwing game, the Buffalo's in a good spot. The Chiefs are in a good spot. The Lions are in a good spot. Their quarterbacks have played at a higher level. I just think we've accepted this, Kyle. I think it's become...
What's that?
We've accepted that their passing game isn't very good. It wasn't supposed to be this way.
Copium.
It is. It's total. Like, not a big deal. That's why I keep going back to the Phillies. Did anyone, when they built the team, think, there'll be a pitching team? No, when they signed Harper and Turner and Schwarber and Castellanos, they're supposed to smash their way to a championship.
But we don't learn our lessons here. We were 10-1 last year, and everyone yelled at us for yelling about the defense sucking and everything else that was wrong with the team. And then what happened?
It cost them.
Of course it did.
It cost them. All right, let's hear from James Jones, former wide receiver. Can we get an offensive guy's perspective on this? Because, you know, on this show we have a defensive guy in Hugh Douglas, who took sacks away. Well, used to be defensive guy. We have me. We have Kyle. How about we hear from James Jones? This was interesting. He watched the film. Here's what he said, FS1, about Jalen Hurts, the passing game of these wide receivers.
Jalen Hurts really has us forgetting how good these dudes are. These dudes ain't just always wide open. Throw the ball over there and they'll make you right. Right here, Jalen Hurts ain't even in the game. He ain't even in the game. And the backup quarterbacks know, throw it over there his way. McKee knows, throw it over there his way. Right here. We just got a straight go ball in the red zone. Pause it right there, Acho, for me. Is that open, Shady? Is that, just help me. Is that open?
It's really not, but it's AJ. He's always
open. It's AJ Brown. Throw it over there and giving them opportunity. Ain't nobody open, just like they always show on the tape. But that is open when AJ Brown is on your football team.
I just think that's funny because Shady said he really ain't open. And what do we know about our quarterback?
He's not throwing that.
Receivers, God bless them, respect them, because they have a skill set that I do not have. And I don't know a receiver that didn't feel like they weren't open.
They always think they're
always open. So I get where James Jones is coming from. But you have – well, we always say read the room, know who you're dealing with. Know who you're dealing with. And I think Shady in that moment knew who he was dealing with. It was like, hey, yeah, he kind of ain't open, but he's open. AJ's open. Because AJ, we know how strong AJ is. Jalen's not going to take those chances, man. I can remember hearing, like, thinking back now, where receivers would complain about Donovan, but it wasn't to the point where it was not egregious. It was like, oh yeah, you know, Five might not throw that, and it, you know, you move on because Five was that dude. You know, you ain't about to criticize a quarterback like that.
Unless you're T.O.
Or they'll say, boy, Five throws the ball really hard.
They'll say that.
But it was never something that to this level. So, I mean, I say all that to say you got to know who you're dealing with. The fact that you said you brought this up yesterday. Chad Lewis was the leading reception catcher in the playoffs until Dallas Goedert beat that record.
Among Eagles tight ends, yep.
And think about that for a minute, people. That was when Donovan was here. He threw a lot of checkdowns. He didn't, like, in the playoffs. Think about the playoffs that we were in. I don't recall Donovan putting the ball in harm's way like that. You don't do that. I understand what people want to see. And do me this favor. Because when did Detroit play? Detroit plays Saturday, right?
Saturday night.
Watch the Detroit game. Watch what they do. I would almost guarantee you that the Detroit Lions offense that you saw at the beginning of the season is not going to be the offense that played. They're going to run the ball. Didn't they get their running back back? Or is he – there's a chance that he might get him back.
He practiced fully yesterday.
They are going to run the ball because they're not going to put the ball in harm's way. They're going to still do their offense. They're going to have the little passing play. But for the most part, I would not be surprised if the Detroit Lions kept the ball on the ground, because that's their best chance to win. They're not about to do all that cute stuff to get to the play. This is the same thing that happens in the NBA. Half-court game, people. This is just watch the game and see what you see.
So I hear you on that, and I agree with you. The Lions will run Gibbs and Montgomery a lot this coming Saturday. But you said half-court game, right? Can we spin it back to the Eagles for a second?
Yes.
We had a half-court game. We didn't make a shot for a quarter. I'm like, that's – we gotta
no,
be –
and I'm not
– we got to be better.
That's not what I'm arguing. I'm not arguing that because you're right. And I'm not sitting here saying that this version of Jalen is good enough to win us the whole thing. But guess what? This version of Jalen is good enough to win this weekend.
One at a time?
That's it.
Would you call it the car note?
Yeah, I paid my car note already, Joe. I paid my car note. I got 30 days to the next one come up. I got 30 days. So I'm going to figure out.
Now you got. I'm budgeting for the next week already.
But I'm figuring out, like, once I start, like, I will give you this. Once I paid that car note, now I'm figuring out how I'm going to hustle up and get the money for the next one. Now I'm starting to do that. Now I'm getting myself in position to do that. But the bottom line is, I made it through that month. I ain't got to look out the window. I ain't got to look for the repo man. I ain't got to hide my ride. I ain't got to do none of that.
Nobody wants the repo man.
I ain't got to do that. I ain't got to hide my car somewhere. All I know is, I got another month.
You ever had to do that?
To figure it out.
Hide
nah,
your car.
No. I ain't never had. But I know some people who have.
Hide the car.
I know some people who had to hide their car because they didn't want the repo man to take it trying to get right.
Boy, that's a tough scene. All right. Can we hear one more from James Jones about Jalen? And if he does this, we'll be having a parade down Broad Street.
Again, a backup quarterback in the game. Right now we have Kenny Pickett in the game. You have A.J. Brown on this pylon route. I just want you to watch A.J. Brown. I want you to watch the quarterback. Acho, pause it right there, please. Is that open? And the quarterback already letting the ball go. He already letting the ball go because he knows that is 1-1. That is A.J. Brown, and I'm going to let the ball go. And look at what A.J. Brown does. They can win a Super Bowl if Jalen Hurts start letting the ball go.
Ooh, that line at the end. I mean, they can win a Super Bowl if he starts letting the ball go.
I hear what he's saying, but again, let's workshop this a little bit. Mm-hmm. If I'm Kenny Two Gloves and I'm trying to resurrect my career, What am I? If I get an opportunity to play, what am I doing?
You got to throw the ball
to the guy that gives me the best chance of having success.
AJ
Brown.
Yeah, Jalen's in a different spot. He's trying
Tanner
to manage.
Jalen should be doing that too.
Tanner McKee, same thing. I'm not saying that Jalen, I'm not saying that Jalen doesn't need to be doing that because you're right, Kylie does. But at the same time, we know Jalen's not going to take those chances.
Well, I want him to.
Well, I do wonder if they've coached it out of him so much. What happened earlier
maybe,
in the season?
Maybe that's the case.
Yeah, they've coached the aggressiveness out.
But again, you have to know who you're dealing with. I've seen Jalen throw it to AJ since I've been here when he was covered by three people.
Last year.
You remember that,
Joe?
Yeah. I remember when he threw it to him when he was covered by three people. And I think that's what a lot of people are thinking about. So it's not like Jalen won't do it it's not like Jalen can't do it. He's not doing it. We have to adapt and evolve. Well, you know?
They have with a defensive
you gotta,
team.
You got to adapt and evolve. And I just think
defenses are going to start begging, like almost and challenging him. We're taking everything else away. Throw it, man.
Not sitting here saying that this version of Jalen is good enough. Please hear what I'm saying to win the Super Bowl. But it's good enough to win this weekend. It's good enough to win this weekend. And that's all. My car note paid. I paid it last week. I'm just trying to get this note ready for this weekend.
It is funny. Well, you and I both paid our car note, but you're smiling and having a good time. I'm worried about that repo man down the street in Detroit. Like that's
not
bounce.
Don't you worry about the repo man. I'm not worried about the repo man. Yeah.
All right, quickly, we got some update here on the coaching situation in the NFL, and it impacts the Eagles. So Kellen Moore officially requested for a Cowboys interview. But Kyle had a thought on this. So he's going to interview for the Cowboys job on Saturday? And then
Schefter said at some point this weekend ahead of the Rams game.
Okay, so, well, Sunday morning? Is that what he I mean, it's only Saturday and Sunday. So he also has interviews with the Jaguars and Saints this, like, tomorrow. And
Friday and Saturday.
Is
three interviews this weekend.
Is his head in
game.
The game? Uh-oh.
Now, I will say this. I understand why people are up in arms because we've been through this. And the outcome of the last
time
we went.
Gannon.
Yeah. I know he probably hate. He hate that that interview. He hate that that information came out because I know that that gave a lot of Eagle fans heartburn when they heard that. Am I worried about it? Nah, because I still think that the matchup favors the Eagles, even though he is interviewing for a job.
Well, he's naturally distracted.
I still think the matchup favors the Eagles.
It does. So I have no – like, I'm not mad at Kellen Moore. He's got to take these interviews. He's trying to become a head coach. And this is more of an NFL issue. I wish they could change the structure to where these assistants don't have to interview the week they have a playoff game. It just feels like their mind is in a different place. And it's natural, right? Like, if you were interviewing for another job, would you
I've been through that, remember?
Would you be as locked in? Do you mean when you did your show from Atlanta when you were here?
I forgot where I was a couple times. I mean, it's one of those things.
Be honest. Do you half-ass some of those Atlanta shows that last month?
Well,
be honest.
You know what? To be honest, Joe, it's easy to do what we do because it's I'm talking about sports and I'm still talking about sports.
But
now you're going into a job interview and. I've never interviewed for a head coach's job, but I'm assuming you're being asked, how are you going to fix our team?
So you have to prepare to answer the question.
Yeah, and you probably have to be somewhat familiar with the personnel, which I'm pretty sure Coach Moore is pretty familiar.
Well, especially the Cowboys.
Yeah, he's pretty familiar with the personnel. So I don't think, and this is not me making an excuse. This is because it's comparing it to my situation and what I had to do and coming up here. And him going back to Dallas. It's not like you have to do a whole lot of preparation because you're pretty familiar.
I get it.
With the situation.
So,
yeah.
You long talked your way. We're not saying because you didn't want to say the truth.
I was ready to go now.
You were ready to be back on WIP.
Yeah, I was ready to go. And I was tired. But then again, me and my partner, I didn't get along with him too well. So, I was ready to leave.
Yeah.
It was a little bit of that.
I get it. All right, 215-592-9494. We're right back to all the phone calls, Eagles passing issues. I think it's a big deal. Do you? Plus, we got a couple pieces of audio from Jason Kelsey this morning, his take on the offense and Hurts, plus his thoughts on this game coming up against the Rams. That's next. It's the Midday Show, Sports Radio 94.